here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip. We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural Heritage Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
Good to be back. And yes. I'm about to read or start reading for Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2025. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. The Smithfield Banquet. The banquet given to Mr. Glyde at Smithfield on Friday was, as might have been expected, rather a one-sided affair. But we think some of the speakers were carried by their feelings a little beyond the bounds of reason. The only open supporter of the present government in the room was Mr. Cowan, and his position was certainly anything but an enviable one. Well, I don't know what that all means about a banquet, but anyway,
I think it was a banquet in honour of a local candidate, obviously a representative of the government, who weren't popular.
Oh,
they were just toppling governments continually back then.
Yes.
They were very keen on politics. It was very, very, it sounded like it was a very much more hands-on thing with the candidates coming out and meeting the, I guess you can do that with a much smaller population.
Yeah.
So it's very different.
And their
now.
Areas were a lot smaller too that they represented. So,
and being a rural area, because Smithfield then was very rural.
And they were gerrymandered so that, you know, you had your little pockets and big areas.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, 100 years ago, McGarry Medal. The dilemma in which the football world is plunged today as to who shall have the McGarry Medal for best and fairest play is an odd one. It is rather wonderful that the umpires throughout the season could have awarded one man as many points as the other. The only way to separate them is on future play, and if the next week or two does not separate them, both of them should have the medal. It's a lot of thems in that sentence. The game last week between Sturt and Norwood was a wonderful contest, marred by exhibitions of roughness now and then, springing no doubt from the extraordinary keenness of both sides to win. Football.
I saw a football making its way into the Bunyip. Great. Like SANFL, not local football. Local football's fine. Anyway, 50 years ago, decision soon on boundaries. How topical.
Yes.
Whether or not the state government will act on the recommendations of the Royal Commission into the local government areas will not be known until the matter is fully discussed by Cabinet. The reports recommend sweeping changes to local government in the Gawler District, the Barossa Valley and the Lower North. Among the suggestions are that Barossa, Manapara, Muddlawirra and Freeling District Councils be dissolved. And that's basically what happened. I think it was in 50 years ago, 75, there was major reform. Mm. And again in 93 or 94...
It's such a nice name, isn't it, Muddlawirra? Such a pity that it's much nicer than Lower Light or whatever. They should have kept the name.
I think there was a columnist once called Muddler, and he was from Muddlawirra.
Right.
But it was spelt Muddler, M-U-D-L-E-R.
Yes.
Muddler. It's muddling along.
Mm. So 25 years ago, $700,000 centre for Virginia. A 700,000 community centre will be built in Virginia following a unique agreement between the state government, Playford Council and the local community. The community centre will be attached to the Virginia Football Club rooms along the eastern perimeter of the Virginia Oval next to the Virginia Primary School. I guess that came to be.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a strange building. It's not as well liked by the community. It's a bit cavernous, like the Gawler Rec Centre on the showground.
Yes,
you know, it's that sort of style of huge ceilings.
It's like a massive shed, really.
Yeah, it's okay for basketball and indoor sports like that, but it doesn't lend itself for functions. It's just too impersonal. I haven't been in it too many times. Mm. The few times I've been in it, it's like you feel like you're lost. Mm. But, yeah, it certainly came to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, Northern Connector to boost Gawler. Local industries have welcomed this year's funding announcement for the Northern Connector project, which is expected to cut travel time and boost local employment. The federal and state governments will invest $985 million to build the new 15.5-kilometre motorway, which will link the Northern Expressway with the South Road Superway and Port River Expressway. And there's a truck, mm-hmm. photograph of a truck. And I have to say, I love it. I think it's one of my favourite roads in South Australia. It just cuts so much time off of getting to Adelaide.
It does.
For me, at Two Wells, it takes me about 25 minutes to get down to the entertainment centre. Yeah. I've done it in 25 minutes, and then it takes me another half an hour to get from there into the town, into the city. Well, but it's brilliant.
Yes. Definitely increased property prices out here, because I know that's one of the reasons why my sister-in-law wants to move out here, because she can get to work where she wouldn't have contemplated it before. Yep. It is wonderful. I mean, I didn't know it had been done. And we had a crisis situation where Patrick had to get to uni, which started at his class. It was his final class.
Oh.
And it started at 6 in the Myer Centre. And, of course, they locked the doors at 6, so he couldn't be late. And he didn't know that the trains weren't running. And it was back when they were doing the lines, and he wouldn't make it in time.
Yep.
And we just said, well, we can't drive you there in time. And someone else in the house popped up and said, oh, yes, you can. Just go by the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got him there at, I think, 6:02, just in time. It was wonderful.
I just
transformed.
But it is a bit of a speedway. You'd get some really crazy driving. Mm. And crazy drivers along there, and a lot of them tradies. And I think, okay, you're a tradie, you break the law on the speedway, so what corners do you cut as a tradesman? That's the way I think about it.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
And we'll speak to you again next week.
Until next week, Kate. For all lights